UK election show members want a fighting Democratic leadership. NEC elections, left wins majority. Duncan Moore, newly elected to UK NEC. Last year, post-16 education workers, across universities, colleges, and prison education, took historic strike action to defend pay and conditions. University and College Union, UKU, members came out onto the picket lines determined to fight back, and in many cases, won significantly more than the employers had offered. But we could have won more. Pay is still falling in real terms, workloads continue to increase, and a crisis in funding is unfolding in all sectors the UKU represents. Members have proven their determination to fight. We need a leadership which is accountable to members, armed with a serious fighting strategy that is properly prepared for and built. Members have elected left candidates from various groupings to lead their National Executive Committee, NEC, and the Higher and Further Education Committees, HEC and FEC. In the elections I campaigned on a program which reflected the needs and concerns of UK members, building a serious campaign of action for above-inflation pay rises, an end to marketization, casual contracts and job insecurity, winning binding national agreements on pay and workload in further education, and full funding of post-16 education. To achieve these demands, our union needs a serious political strategy, alongside a fighting industrial one. In the General Secretary election campaign, Jo Grady has made clear she is preparing the way for a partnership with an incoming Labour government under Keir Starmer, with her manifesto boasting of incredibly strong political relationships. But Starmer has shown that he is not on the side of workers, and will only bring more cuts in funding and hardship for post-16 educators. Local council-funded adult education providers, such as My Workplace, face redundancies and potential closure as a result of cuts under Tory and Labour-led councils. The UKU currently uses its political fund for lobbying politicians of all the capitalist parties, but nothing in our rulebook prevents members from standing as candidates in elections. We need candidates who will support our members and policies. I will stand in my local council ward under the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, banner in May, and encourage others to do so.